I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Joe Burgess.
Good to be here.
Stunningly, calling something the pit of despair is not a good marketing plan. So the powers that be that oversee what this might become someday, this very valuable piece of land in downtown, want a different name for it. Tell us about it.
Yes, you're right. That isn't exactly something that you put on a big glossy magazine ad. So most people probably are aware of this piece of property, and it's in a very prominent piece of downtown across from the Cellular Center, which is the biggest entertainment venue in the region, and the Basilica of St. Lawrence, which is this landmark church. And it's a gravel lot, and it's been like that. And it's got a pit, literally has a pit with retaining walls around it. And it's been like that for a decade or so. And it's city owned. And it's because these plans that have come forward have just died. A parking deck, there was political pushback, it died. A hotel, nobody wanted a hotel at that time. And so it's just remained this empty political battleground. And so now there's been a decision by the city council to hire a designer and to look at a park with some buildings on it. Meanwhile, they're trying to do something with it because they know that's going to be a while. They know the design isn't going to come even until, 2018. So what they're doing is trying to come up with a quick temporary name for this. And they're asking, they surveyed people actually. And they're also asking people for pop-up activities. So the idea, I guess, is if you want to juggle, or if you want to read poetry aloud, or if you think it'd be a good spot to gather and have coffee, submit it to the city.
How have people reacted in coming up with names for this that you've seen? And how many of them are Parks and Rec, the television show related?
I was shocked how many people did not know that reference, did not know that show written by Amy and starring Amy Poehler, that it has a segment that includes a pit, a literal pit. So most people were referencing homelessness in downtown or other problems or wastes of tax money. Our very own reporter, John Boyle, came up with some ideas. And one of them was, I believe, Cecil's Beration Station. And it's a reference to Councilman Cecil Bothwell. And he had some choice and profane words for some of the ideas that people came up with. Bothwell is a supporter of sort of the park-only plan with no buildings there.
On a more serious note, when you've discussed that they've sort of, the city council sort of passed something that will go for there, but you said it's a long, long way away. How long away is it from this issue finally being settled?
Well, I'll try to give people a quick timeline. These sort of pop-up temporary activities are going to happen now, basically from August of this summer for a year. And then there will be more official temporary activities. And these could be things like a farmer's market or community gardens. They're actually bringing power and water to the site so that these things literally can happen. And in 2018, that is when we're going to see some design work happen. They're in this process of hiring a designer. What led up to this was a year-long process by a task force that was supposed to come up with a vision for the site. And that was this politically fraught process that had council members just accusing each other of all sorts of mean, ugly, nasty things. And in the end, there was a vote to support the task force vision, which said a park with buildings. Immediately the next day, Cecil Bothwell and a couple of council members said, that isn't what I voted for. So we still have to wait and see what happens. Literally, when this design comes out and is presented to them, we still really don't know how big of a fight this is going to be. And people should probably look for this to be an election issue. This is an election year for city council.
Can the election have any sort of impact on what happens next year when we have some new council members?
Absolutely. You could have, the majority tip one way or the other. You could have people that, suddenly say they want to trash, all ideas and build who knows what.
I think we can push for a Mouse Rat concert as one of the pop-up activities. How about that?
Oh, I would go.
Joel Burgess, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.